Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls. Welcome to your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 27th of March, 2020. Here comes the best technology news, aka COVID-19 update, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Yes, indeed, we have a theme today again. All the tech news that's tying into COVID-19. First on the agenda, yep, PlayStation 4. For those of you using it currently, you might have noticed your download speeds, yeah, a little on the slow side. Well, if you're in Europe, that's because they're doing it on purpose. As you probably guess, this is to address the internet stability concerns, being the fact that most of us right now are working from home. This will affect the main online service for the PlayStation 4, and as Sony is saying, they plan on rolling this out worldwide to alleviate the pressure on the internet networks. Sony said they believe it's important to do their part to address the internet stability concerns, as the unprecedented number of people are practicing social distancing and becoming more reliant on internet access. Headed to the UK now. In fact, the remaining stories are actually all based in the UK. If you're looking to get some COVID-19 updates, well, you need to turn to WhatsApp. That's right, the UK government now is turning to WhatsApp and its new chatbot, that's actually supplied by the UK government, to let anyone know that gets subscribed, they'll get official advice about the pandemic. This is also in hopes of reducing the burden on the national health system. It's pretty simple to do, too. All you gotta do is say hi, send that to 07860064422, or if you're international, just add a +44 to that. Then you'll start receiving updates via WhatsApp. The UK government said the service will also allow the government to send messages to all that who have opted in. Staying with news from the UK, it looks like UK researchers, at least the ones from Lancaster University and the University of Surrey, are putting a little test together, letting us test ourselves, yes, at home, for COVID-19. In fact, it's one of these rapid tests that will let you know your results in 30 minutes, and supposedly at a cost around £100. Now, funny enough, this test is actually based on existing technology that's currently being used where I live. Yes, right here in the Philippines. That specific technology is actually being used for testing viral spread in chickens. Well, what they've done is they've adapted this, tweaked it a little bit, and now able to test COVID-19 in humans. Now, before you start jumping up and down saying, yeah, I want one, not so far. Still needs approval by the local health regulatory bodies, like the FDA, of course. Though they're saying the research behind the project, they're confident it will respond well. And they also think it will be available within a few weeks. As far as how you do it, well, there's hardware involved that's actually battery operated, and it connects to, as you probably guessed, yes, your smartphone. There's a little application on there that it'll display the diagnostic results, and this will also work with nasal or throat swabs. But it won't require those samples to be round-tipped like it does in a lab. Pretty interesting. We'll keep you posted here on BTN. And finally, if any of you thought cash is king in the coronavirus period, no. Doesn't seem to be that way anyways. Probably because cash carries a lot of nasty crap on it. The UK can actually attest to this right now because cash usage currently, it's actually halved. Now, of course, a lot of this has to do with, unfortunately, shops having to close their doors, but it also shows you just how much contactless payments are being used. Another way they've seen this too, ATMs, yep, they're not being accessed. Now, yes, ATM systems, they are operational. In fact, banks in the UK said they will ensure that they stay online. At least that'll be for about 50% of the people, because the other 50%, they'll just continue to use anything that doesn't require taking out a bill. Or as they say in the UK, note. Got a story? No one else is listening? We'll send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is conveniently located. You hear me telling you about it all the time at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you get subscribed to the news show, the Mac show, the big show, the photo show, and so much more. Give us a like over there, too, on our Facebook page. Yep, we're over there, too, at British Tech Network. Or follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. But definitely come join us in our BTN community over at our Slack room. Especially right now, lots of conversations going on over there. Primarily because everybody, we're not really working. We're supposed to be working from home, but we'd love for you to be a part of the conversation. So join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a nice Friday, have a better weekend ahead, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.